Randy Talafaro is the chief of the Lansing and East Lansing Fire Departments, and he's on the other end of our line. Randy, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
All right. How goes the job of trying to run two large fire departments?
Well, it's gone about as well as can be expected. It's actually gone fairly well. It's not without its challenges, but overall, I think it's been a very positive experience.
How many fire employees do you have in Lansing and in East Lansing?
We have a total of 180 staff in Lansing. That includes clerical staff and administrative staff. 163 are in fire suppression. We have 46 firefighters in the East Lansing area and another four in suppression, in administration, excuse me.
All right, you think that's enough to keep us safe?
Well, I think it is. It's a reasonable amount. You know, obviously, you can always have anything that any disaster that could overwhelm you. But I think for most events that we would encounter, it's certainly adequate stuff.
Would you like to have more?
Of course. Of course. I think you always would rather have additional employees. But we recognize the challenges that the cities are experiencing throughout the state, and so we understand that we have to do more with less, as everyone has had to do.
Lansing's fire department is being discussed at the budget meetings, and what the dollars might be that go towards that department. From your perspective, where does that stand? Do you think you'll keep the same money you have? Will you lose some, or will you gain some?
Well, we're looking at an overall increase with regard to total budget, but of course the cost of doing business goes up. And so in that increase, you're also looking at increase in utility costs, fuel costs, other things beyond your control. And so we're actually going to, we're presenting essentially a status quo budget with the exception of adding, hopefully, or restoring one fire inspector's position.
All right, and when will you know what the numbers you're going to get and if you can rehire that inspector?
Well, I believe by the end of May. I'm not certain on the exact date. Obviously, it's working its way through the process with the mayor's office and the members of council. But I believe we will have a definite answer by the end of May.
What about the equipment that you have, especially the vehicles in Lansing? Do they need to be replaced? Are they in good order?
We are looking to replace some of the fleet. Actually, just one fire truck. We're hoping to do that by selling off some of the older fleet. And then we're looking at replacing one ambulance as a part of the budget recommendations. You know, investment in our infrastructure is very important. These vehicles run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they get a lot of wear and tear. And as budgets get more and more challenged, you really have difficulty continuing to invest in your infrastructure, but it is very important.
All right, final question for you, Randy. Do you see the area having a regional fire department anytime soon?
Well, you know, I think it's a more complex issue than many people are aware of, but I think that at the very least we'll begin to behave in a more regional fashion, so we'll make decisions and plan together if nothing else. Certainly my hope is that as we begin to align our policies, practices, procedures, and our expectations that we can get there, but I think there's a lot of complexity in that.
What do you do when someone may say that, hey, Randy, you're hooking up East Lansing's fire department to the detriment of Lansing or vice versa?
Well, I think that's sort of short-sighted. We actually have worked well together for a very long time, and we've had some joint teams, and so we do some of the planning already. I think what we're attempting to do is see if we were to align, again, our policies, practices, and procedures and some of our contractual provisions, then perhaps it would make sense over time to make that a more formal agreement. I don't think that anyone will necessarily lose any services. Our hope is to make us both more efficient and more effective.
Randy Talafaro is the chief of police for the city of Lansing as well as East Lansing's fire departments. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Tony. You have a good day.